A new campaign to sweep homeless camps is reviving an old question. Do sweeps lead more people into shelters or just to another community? Civil Beat reporter Louis Kanea has the reality check. Hi, Louis. You there?
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Good to talk to you. Now, we saw the sweep start again yesterday along the highway there, H1, and other places where people have been collecting now for some time. Is this really going to make a difference in their lives in terms of the people that you talk to and their willingness to go to a shelter?
Well, that's a question we've been asking quite a few times over the last few years, and I don't really have an answer to that. But this is the first time that the state has put together a team to go out there and do these sweeps on an ongoing basis. So, that's another point of reference, I suppose, in terms of evaluating whether or not these kind of efforts would lead to the result you are talking about.
But you have been talking to homeless people who were told that they had, 45 minutes now to move their things, that this was in fact happening, and they were all given a notice, well before that. Did they tell you that they had changed their mind at all about going into a shelter?
Well, not the folks that I talked to yesterday. Those are folks who've been on the street for many years, and those are, relatively hardcore folks there. And, it takes quite a bit of convincing for them to move to a shelter because, they've had in the past some of the bad experience with bed bugs or, stealing and stuff like that within the shelter when they went there. But if you talk to the state officials, they will tell you that, these are the different kind of contact points, the opportunity to really engage these people every time they do the sweep and, at least have convince them, maybe not right away, but in the future to really make the transition there.
Do you think that it's going to make a difference now that the state protocols are aligned with the cities?
Well, yeah, we'll see. That was one of the things I was, kind of try to look and observe yesterday. When I was talking to Scott Morishige, the homeless coordinator for the governor, he was making sure that he has learned the sort of the lesson that the city had to learn from the federal court. And so they do have very similar procedure on paper anyway. I didn't get to observe very closely yesterday. But he has instituted a protocol that, give 45 minutes before they start the sweep on any given day. And they also have a facility to take all these personal items if they actually confiscate and, allow people to retrieve them within 30 days, that sort of thing. So we'll see, if they actually follow through on that and whether or not they get in trouble once again with the homeless advocates and, if they get sued and have to go to court for that as well.
There's also the issue that we've seen happen for many years now that people may be dispersed from one area, but then they will collect or reconstitute in other places, particularly moving, westward on Oahu. Do you have more evidence to support that, or is that more of a myth?
I think, there are a number of anecdotal evidence that says, more people going to the Waianae area, the Windward area. And the case in point was kind of yesterday, too, when I was out right by the H1, and there were a bunch of folks who were at what's called lookout area overlooking the H1 freeway. And, those folks were told that they have to leave that particular place, and they just went across the street yesterday and went to the Dole Park. And that is on the city-owned property, so they are not, won't be disturbed by the state crew, they're not necessarily safe from the city crew. But, it's that kind of speaks to the volume. It's about, they're just moving from one place to the other, and whether, that leads to at least some of them moving to the shelter or permanent housing down the line is, still open question. I don't know.
Which is to say, in some ways, that the game moves on. And I don't mean that in a belittling sort of way, but just people choosing to move from one place to another rather than going into shelter. Thanks very much, Louis. We'll talk soon, I hope.
Thanks so much.
Every day we bring you a reality check from civilbeat.org. Today featuring reporter Louis Kanea.